Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezevic, hanging out with you on this Thursday. Coming up tonight, we'll have Stars and Vegas, Game 4. What's going to happen in that series? And following that, the AHL playoffs continue. The Milwaukee Admirals, AHL affiliate of the Predators, will start their Western Conference final series against Coachella Valley. We say hello now to Greg Wyshynski of ESPN, covers the NHL for them, their senior writer. And Greg, the Florida Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup final, just like we drew it up, in a clean sweep.
Indeed. Now, I'm distracted by this idea that I should have become a Coachella Valley beat writer, now that you mentioned it.
You should have. You'd be covering Dan Bylsma.
Yeah, I was unable to scam my my editors into a trip out there to see what hockey's like. Maybe next season. No, man, it's every few years we get one of these teams that just seems to find itself in the playoffs, and Florida's that team. I mean, you know, from Game 5 of the Boston series on, when Tkachuk scored his first of many overtime goals, it would turn out. You know, they've just kind of progressively gotten better. In the first round, it was the Tkachuk show. In the second round, Bobrovsky goalied the Leafs in games 1 and 2 and really kind of set them on their way. And then, you know, in this third round, it's everything. I mean, it's Tkachuk, it's Bobrovsky, it's them playing their best defense of the season at the right time. And meanwhile, in the background, you know, you have this Verhaeghe, Duclair, Barkov line that, you know, produced the first goal of the game. I mean, it's all just kind of coming together for them right now in a pretty amazing way.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I think we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, you know, with Andrew Brunette and, you know, his name being out there for maybe a head coaching job, and could the Predators be in play if they were to make a change? I think looking at last night and looking at this run, and no offense to Andrew Brunette, but that's why you go get Paul Maurice. That's why you go get an experienced guy like that to get you over the hump.
Yeah, I mean, the big knock on Brunette, and the reason that they didn't bring him back after his interim run to the President's Trophy, for goodness sakes, was the fact that he didn't really have the acumen to make adjustments in the postseason. He really hadn't done it before. It was his first rodeo. He didn't quite know what to say and quite know what to do tactically. Now, you can always learn that, and maybe at some point Brunette, if he is dedicated to this craft, can kind of figure it out. But that's why you bring in a Paul Maurice, is to, you know how to manage the goalies correctly. I mean, keep in mind, Alex Lyon played the first three games of the playoffs for them, and then it was Bob time, to know how to mix the lines, to know how to manage your team. I mean, even the simple thing of knowing what to do after a quadruple overtime game to, like, make sure your team isn't completely gassed before game two, it's all there for a good coach to handle. And I'll admit to being I was not the biggest Maurice guy. I still kind of think that he's the best coach when his goalie is the best goalie, as we saw in, like, Winnipeg. But he's done a really good job in these playoffs, that's for sure.
Greg Wyshynski from ESPN joins us. Greg, last Thursday we talked to you. That was right before the quadruple overtime game that you were at. I mean, what was it like in that building? I know we're a week out now, but what was that environment like in that game going so late? Almost five overtimes. You're very close to it.
I mean, we could be 17 weeks out, and I'll still remember that night. I mean, that was an awesome night. Sixth longest game of all time. I wrote about it today in my column, just like the purity of the multiple overtime game, I think, is one of the few things in hockey that has been untouched by anything and remains as cool as it was like 20 years ago. The one thing I'll say about the crowd in Raleigh was that the energy stayed up. Like, they were hyped in the fourth overtime, and not a lot of them left. I mean, it was really impressive to see how the fans handled that. For us in the press box, it was amazing because they took the coffee away in the third period.
That's a no-no.
And so we spent the rest of the overtimes like scavengers, like opening up cabinets to find warm cans of Mountain Dew. I had like three cans of Mountain Dew. I felt like I was 14 years old again playing Nintendo at like 3 a.m.
That's incredible, Greg.
It's awesome. It's great stuff. And then, you know, just to also learn how these guys rebound and prepare themselves for the overtimes, and then also kind of like rebound and prepare themselves for the next game. It was just an amazing time.
Greg, you will be a part of that history, that quadruple overtime.
Hey, real quick, were you in Nashville for the triple OT with San Jose?
I don't think I was, no.
Okay, I couldn't remember if you were there. It was kind of the same thing. Like, They had put sandwiches out for like post game and like a few drinks, but that was all gone well before post game even began. So we were all kind of looking for stuff.
Yeah, you weren't lucky to be popping some Red Bulls like all the players were during the game to get the energy up. Greg Wyshynski from ESPN joins us right now. Greg, kind of an unfortunate situation. Jamie Benn suspended for, you know, the cross-checking in Game 3, doubtful for Game 4. But what did you just make of his comments yesterday? Well, first off, he didn't speak after the game, and then his comments of basically not owning up to any bit of it yesterday.
So I was in that press conference, and it's going okay. Like, he's not really saying anything, but it's going okay. And then all of a sudden, he drops this, I guess the problem was is that I fell and used my stick as a landing point. And it was as if my phone exploded. Like, I got so many texts from people around the league that are just like, did you just hear that? Did he really say that? And then there was a follow-up question. It was preposterous. It was absolutely preposterous. I know that the guy's in a bad spot. I know that he probably feels horrible about putting his team in a bad spot by you know, losing his marbles 2 minutes into a critical game on home ice. But that was the defense. That was the defense he put up against the NHL. And, you know, I talked to some people in the league who reassured me that it was 2 games for intent to injure and a hit around the head and not an extra game for being an idiot in your defense attorneyism in the hearing. But that was one I'll never forget. That is that's an all-timer in trying to explain away your actions.
I understand it was early in Game 3. Obviously, Vegas was already up 1-0 when this happened with Jamie Benn. But, you know, how much do you think that impacted just the, you know, it's a home game, impacted the momentum of this Dallas Stars team in a really a must-win game for them?
It really did. And what's interesting about it is that they almost pivoted from that. But their penalty kill on that 5-minute major was great. Until it wasn't, until they finally gave up a goal on it. And you could feel the momentum building as they were making their way through that major penalty kill. And then, you know, the Stars got another chance, a great save by Aiden Hill. The Golden Knights come back the other way. They score, and then that's it. I mean, the crowd's out of it. The team's out of it. It just killed any chance they had of rallying in that game. So it was a hugely impactful moment. And I'm still trying to wrap my brain around, like, the captain of a team doing that. If this was a different city than Dallas, like if this was Toronto or like Vancouver, like how many columns would already be written about stripping the C off this guy because he was selfish or whatever? I mean, it is one of those moments that just makes you go bonkers about why a guy in a position of respect and leadership would do something like that.
He is Greg Wyshynski of ESPN. Well, we'll see if there's a little bit of a break before the Cup final now with one series done and another one could end tonight. But appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Greg.
My theory, by the way, tonight, I think the Stars win because they want to go back to Vegas.
and end the season there. Like, hey, we'll just stay here. You know, do locker clean out here. We'll hang out for
theory.
A few days.
Not a bad theory.
Yeah, all right. All right, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
See ya. Greg Wyshynski of ESPN, always really good information and talking hockey. And, of course, you can hear Elliot Friedman at 1 o'clock today from Sportsnet, another one of our great guests that we have weekly here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Coming up next, we'll get back into the Titans and a discussion that I heard this morning on Robbie and Rex Road with Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. Do players view the coach differently when they add some front office stripes? We'll discuss that coming up next. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.